Sandías Azules, jazz, blues y funk en un momento de radio.
Seguimos con Kathy Webster, Going Crazy About You, volviéndome loca por ti. Era Kathy Webster con Volviéndome Loca por Ti en este Sandías Azules, nacida como Catherine Howell Thorne el 11 de enero de 1936 en Houston, Texas, fue Kathy Webster.
The things that I used to do, Lord, I won't do no more.
Cuenta la leyenda que Kathy Webster aprendió a tocar el piano cuando era niña. Sus padres, profundamente religiosos, le advirtieron estrictamente que tocara solo gospel y música clásica, yendo tan lejos como para mantener el piano bajo llave para que Kathy solo pudiera tocar bajo supervisión. Pero Kathy Webster amaba el blues, el rock y el rhythm and blues que escuchaba en una vieja radio Philco, escondida debajo de las sábanas a altas horas de la noche, y tocaba música secular en cada oportunidad que le era solicitada. Cuando aún era adolescente, Webster se mudó al sur de Luisiana, cuando sus padres se mudaron a California. Vivía con parientes menos rígidos que le permitían tocar la música que amaba. A la edad de 15 años, Webster era una pianista muy solicitada en la región. Tanto Jay Miller de Excelsor Records como Eddie Schuller de Goldband Records la llamaron para decenas de grabaciones durante las décadas de 1950 y 1960. Kathy Webster, gran pianista y vocal. En la canción que sigue, Kathy Webster se transforma en Kathy Blues y una declaración a sus seres del blues, editada en el disco Pound of Blues, Libras de Blues, en 1985.
They got problems with Watergate. People got problems with their food stamp. The others got problems with the welfare. And some got problems with other women running around with their men and vice versa and et cetera, et cetera. So I thought at this time I'd talk to you about a few people that I know I think told the biggest lie in the world. People like Johnny Taylor, B.B. King, Bobby Blue, Bland, Jimmy Reed, John Lee Hooker, all these people told a big lie when they said, I ain't got no problem. And I think the one that told the biggest lie is the first one I'm gonna talk about, who is named Johnny Taylor, cause he told the biggest lie a few years ago when he looked up in his woman's face and reached over and fell the pillow where she used to lay. And she left a note on the pillow saying, go back and get your good thing where you come from, you know. And he recorded this thing that goes something like this. And this is what make me know he told the biggest lie when he said, I'm gonna find me Lord, I've got to find me a part-time love. That's what he said. The same kind of rap talking about. When I first met you, baby, baby, you weren't much more than sweet 16. When I first met you, baby, baby, you weren't much more than sweet 16. That's what B.B. said. Then Junior Parker said something like this. My baby don't have to worry. She don't have to rob the seal. My baby don't have to worry. Everything she needs, I am a driving wheel. Then John Lee Hooker, he came along and said something like this. Oh, Mr. Charlie, Mr. Charlie, oh, your mill house is burning down. You know Mr. Charlie don't care nothing about no mill house burning down. He ain't got nothing but money. Charlie, Mr. Charlie, oh, your mill house done burned down to the ground. Mr. Charlie looked up at him and he said, you go ahead on about your business now, boy, and let that old mill house burn down to the ground. Then my friend Jimmy Reed, he came along with something like this. He said, you wake me up in the morning, turn on your TV set. Oh, you wake up in the morning, baby,
what he said. He said, if you don't pay mine, girl, you're gonna drive me insane. And Jimmy said something else. He said, oh, baby, you don't have to go. That's what he said. A little old solo, yeah. Said something like this, talking about, got a sweet little angel, and I love the way she spreads her wings. He got an angel. You check that out. Got a sweet little angel, and I love the way she spreads her wings. Ask my baby for a nickel, can you dig it? And she gave me a $20 bill. She had to be weak and crazy. Ask my baby for a nickel, and she gave me a whiskey steal.
Sandías azules, los azules pentatónicos en un momento de radio.
Y nos vamos a ir despidiendo de este Sandías Azules con un estándar despedida, con el dueto generado en estos días, el pasado fin de semana, entre Livio Almeida durante su actuación e Ilsa Riedler, en un dueto que quedó grabado para la historia en el sexto encuentro de saxofones realizado en Sala Verdi en Montevideo durante los días 18, 19 y 20 de agosto en la Sala Verdi, les decía, en el 85 aniversario de Gaudem. Gracias por andar por allí, vagando por las ondas planetarias del blues, el jazz y el funk a través de este Sandías Azules. Grabó las frecuencias hercianas don Diego Varela y le puso redes hercianas la querida doña Gabriela Gion. Para todos y todas, muy buenas noches. Quedan en excelente compañía de la música de Uniradio. Thank you.
Thank you.